Come here, my obedient little warrior. Let me wrap you up and get you nice and warm. You rest your head on my chest. Let me run my nails gently up and down your back. Like this. Help you relax after all that excitement. You did such a lovely job listening to me. Being obedient and trusting. Even better than I'd anticipated. No, I didn't mean that as any sort of implication that you have trouble obeying me. Even if you do. Oh, no, you don't. I am just as spent as you are, little light. Don't you dare poke your fingers. Yes, tickling. Please, no, wait, stop. You know I didn't mean yes to tickling. If you don't stop. If you don't stop, I'll bite you. Well, no, I wasn't actually going to bite you. But do you have any idea how impossible it is to think straight, let alone speak clearly, when you're being tickled? Yes! It's a fucking nightmare, and I never tickled you. Why would I? Oh, wait. So, maybe I did tickle you once or twice, but in my defense, I didn't even know what it was called. Which surely means I am forgiven and you are not allowed to seek revenge. Especially not after you made me. I'm not being shy. I guess I am being a bit shy. But you have to understand, Little Light. I haven't been with someone in a very long time. I have collected many debts and performed just about every act you can think of, but that is not what we did. You are the first soul in a lifetime I have shown my own to. And the first person I have allowed to see. To truly see. Me. This isn't something I ever expected to be blessed enough to experience. So, you will have to forgive me. You'll have to forgive me if I overexpress my emotions now. It is not my intent, but I've never been in love before. I thought I understood love. That I had a grasp of all the ins and outs of the inner workings of relationships. I have seen so many in my lifetime. I have seen those who stay together out of familiarity, as the love and attraction they once knew fades away. I have seen those who crash into each other time and time again out of anger, hiding away their desperation to escape a deep sense of loneliness. And I have seen love. True, uplifting, understanding love. But I never thought to dream finding that myself. Yet here you are in my arms, your head resting on my chest. I'm breathing, creating a beautiful rhythm, as though even our bodies long to sing out what we have found. I love you, my baby. With all that I have within me, I love you. I am in love with you, and I thank you for believing in me, for loving me enough to fight for me. You had no way of knowing your touching the Fear Eater could hurt them. You had no way of knowing any of what would transpire in the tribunal, and yet you threw yourself on Otak Day. You did so not knowing if you would survive, but knowing you wanted me to have a chance to live. And I will never be able to repay you for that. I promise to hold you for as long as you'd like. I promise to always take the time to hold you, to cover you in the darkness. My sweet little light. That's it. And let those beautiful eyes close. Get all the rest you can, because trust me when I say, we are far from finished playing. Well, look who's waking up. Unless... Oh, dear. Still exhausted, I see. Did I wear you out again last night, little light? I did warn you that our scenes would only grow more intense as we came to understand one another's bodies. All my fault, huh? I was not the one who continually said, make me, after being given perfectly clear instructions. You knew what you were getting into each and every time you chose to taunt and defy me. I had no idea you could be such a brat, but you have clearly proven me wrong. No, I'm not complaining. Quite the opposite, in fact. I've adored these few days together. Getting to really know you, to see you blossom before my eyes. It is a gift I could never hope to repay. Well, of course I already knew you. What I mean to convey is my getting to see you outside of our original circumstances. To experience who you can be when you are not in fear for your life. To see you settled, rather than constantly braced for whatever tragedy will befall you next. Exactly, my love. Nothing about our story is conventional. but it is a story all our own. I've gotten to see you grow more comfortable, confident, and outspoken. To see you come to understand that it is safe to play with me. That you can trust me to stand by your side and not punish you for being vocal about what it is that you want. What do you say we get dressed and get out of this room for a bit? Little light. We cannot simply stay in bed day and night. As much fun as that would be, we need... You're crying? Oh, my love, what is it? Have I hurt you? Please, I need you to tell me what's happened. You know how much smoother things go when you use that gorgeous voice of yours. Please? I see. And you think that if we get out of bed, that if we leave this room, everything will fall apart. Well, no, I don't know that I fully understand what you mean, but I'm listening. I'm not. I suppose I had not realized all you were shouldering. I am terribly sorry if you felt this was the ending of something between us. I would never force you to go anywhere you don't want to be, my baby. I hope that the council will offer you an opportunity to stay, to learn and understand your abilities while being by my side. But I understand if going back to your realm is what you feel called to do. That is not for me to decide, little light. I believe I have forcefully altered your life's path enough as it is. How could I ask you to stay or tell you to go when it must be left up to you? Well, of course I have an opinion on it. I look at you now. Safe and warm here in my arms, and I wish this moment would never end, and that I could go on holding you forever. But I understand that simply cannot be. And the world outside of this room waits, as does your life outside of this realm. We cannot hide ourselves away forever. But also, while you were sleeping, Hadria delivered me a message. We have been called to council, and are expected to make an appearance by the end of today. Please don't be cross with me, little light. Of course I was going to tell you. I merely chose not to wake you. I'd hoped that during our walk through the realm, I could find a way to gently broach the subject. How about this? We get dressed, find you something to eat, and then I take you to my favorite place in all of this realm. I'd wanted to show you more of this place anyway, so why not now? It would give you the time to start to consider what you would like to do next. That's the spirit. I'll go and scrounge you up something to eat while you get dressed. And little light, I love you. You look surprised to see such a scene within our realm. Well, long before my birth, this place was put here to remind us of the beauty of the natural world. Hades thought that we needed a place to go where we could safely appreciate what is so readily available to you humans. I'm sure you've noticed how hard and harsh the rest of the realm is. Cavernous hallways, red clay floors. I brightened up my quarters as best I could to make you comfortable, but the darkness we deal in touches every corner of this realm. Except for here. Here. Have a seat on this bench beside me. Well, it was Hades who had the idea, but Persephone who saw it through. She is the one with the green thumb, after all. I've actually spent a large portion of my time within their realm. Oh, no, no. Our realms are not one and the same. We are an adjacent branch, and it is people like you, the Roshani, who are the bridge between the souls we collect and the start of their afterlives in the underworld, or elsewhere. I spent a fair amount of time in Persephone's gardens while in the underworld. You see that group of cherry blossom trees to the left of this gazebo? I planted those with Persephone when I was but a youngling. It was part of their attempts to aid me in my grief. Well, I... It is difficult to discuss, yes, but not for the reasons you would think. You see, I am missing a significant portion of my memories prior to finding Hadria and our mother Leora. They adopted me, to use a human term for it. I had a life and a family before they took me in. We have tried everything to attempt to recover my memories. At a certain point, I gave up. The methods used to recover memories are about as pleasant as what you witnessed during the Atonement. When Leora heard me crying out, she put a stop to the process. She swore to me she would find a way to safely recover my memories, knowing that the pain itself would eventually drive me mad. As much as I wanted to remember my family, my life from before, I knew she was right. I could feel the edges of my sanity being tugged and stretched beyond their limits. Well, what I could remember was a massive home. Home isn't the right word for it, actually. It was more akin to a small castle than a large home. A lavish manor is perhaps the best way to describe it. Tall stone walls acted as a perimeter, and at the base, beside a beautiful river that ran to the north of the manor, luscious cherry blossom trees. A forest worth, it seemed to my young eyes. And so it was Persephone and Leora who came up with the idea of planting some here. That perhaps spending time in the garden, beside the babbling brook and the many other trees and flowers, the beauty and calm of it all could help me remember who I was. And the closest I have come is remembering a celebration we had within the manor. I was dressed in the finest dress I'd ever seen, almost as though I were a princess of some kind. And well, no, I never considered that to be a line of inquiry worth pursuing. A succubus princess? I don't think we even have royalty. But I suppose it could have been a succubus who gained enough notoriety in our realm to translate to riches beyond measure in your realm.
There you two are. I've been searching all over for you.
Calm yourself, sister. Here we are, safe and sound. Now what seems to be the matter? Did something happen with the council?
The council has decided to leave the decision up to the two of you. Your little light may stay and claim their birthright as a Roshani.
Well, that is fantastic news, is it not?
Yes, of course.
But then should we not be celebrating? Little light, you get to choose your fate.
As do you, Veda.
I'm afraid I don't understand, sister.
The head has found the information you seek. About your past, your upbringing, your family, Veda. But it means you will have to make some decisions. Choices that could take you far from our realm and perhaps from your little light.
I suppose I have to consider it at the very least. How can I run from this when I ask you, my love, to venture forward on your own path as a Roshani? It would seem we both have choices to make.